Today is our scripture. We're going to find it in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. And I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. Now in Joppa was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they heard, washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and others' clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Could you please pray with me? Gracious God, as we open your word, open our hearts to the story of Dorcas. Inspire us to live lives that speaks true love, generosity, service. Lord, may your spirit guide our hearing and stir us to action. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, our passage for today is one of those passages that teaches us so many lessons as we unfold it and look at it from a variety of different perspectives and understandings, and then attempt to apply it in our daily lives. However, today we are going to focus on this one particular female disciple named Tabitha, also known in Greek as Dorcas. Friend, first of all, I would like to state by saying that I always believe that we are all called into ministry. With whatever gift we have been given, whatever as an individual and as a church. Therefore, these gifts are for us to engage in our personal and ministerial life, to help and become a better version of ourselves in God's eyes, and also to be able, through our actions, to help those in need in our communities and around the world. Friend, with that said, Dorcas made an enormous impact on her community through her gift by always doing kind things for others and helping the poor by making coats and other garments. Friends, theologically, I want to invite you to think with me. We need to acknowledge that today we live in a corrupt and selfish world that intentionally causes the poor to remain poor and the rich to become richer. Perhaps Dorcas' community was one of those corrupted places where the marginalized people were less privileged and forgotten. And then, understanding her gift, she decided to do something for her community, despite the possible challenges and difficulties I believe she encountered in doing so. So, however, as she continued with her ministry, she impacted people's hearts with her kindness, generosity, compassion, and love. Friends, there is an interesting point that I want to point out. That is, in verse 36, it says that Dorcas was a disciple. And as a disciple, what were her main desires at that time? That is, the desire of a disciple was to follow in the footsteps of their masters, learning about Jesus. However, being a disciple means accepting Jesus as your personal Savior and understanding who God is and relating to God. That is, through your daily engagement with His Word, through the Scriptures, prayers, devotions, Bible studies, preaching, praise, and worshiping, etc., as we continue to strengthen our spiritual relationship with God, we can become closer to Him. Friends, the Scripture continues to say she was always doing good, excuse me, and helping the poor. That is, helping the poor with food and clothes and other needs. And she also made clothes with her hands to bless the poor. We can understand here that Dorcas' faith was very active, that led her into action with her gift to help others in the community. Friends, however, the other things that we can understand here is that she had a good relationship with people in her community. That is, her faith in God allowed her to share her gift through good and positive action in people's life. However, as a result of doing good and loving the community, the people like her so much that they always wanted to help her in return. People also spoke nicely about her and said positive things about her. As we always say, we reap what we sow. That is, all of these occurred because she was a lovely person with a humble heart and was a friend to everyone. Friends, with that said, it requires us as the disciples today to plant good seeds through our actions, talent, time, and giving as we share our gifts here at Stone United Methodist Church and in our communities. However, if we are a church that pushes people away instead of embracing them, then no one will go and call Peter to come and help us. Friends, theologically, I want you to understand how God's ministry works so perfectly in our lives if we allow ourselves to be guided. That is, in the people that Dorcas blessed previously now wanted to bless her. When she died, the room was filled with mourners. Friends, God uses great preachers. God uses great preachers like Peter and Paul, but he also uses those who have gifts of kindness like Dorcas and us today. Rather than wishing you had other gifts, make good use of the gifts that God has given you. As we continue discipling from here to everywhere. As we continue discipling from here to everywhere. Friends, I want us to understand that Dorcas' death and resurrection was just a way to show the community at that time, as well as us today, that when our ministries are directed toward kindness, generosity, compassion, and love toward others, even if we die in our human life, we will still live in God's presence, as He will continue raising us up from that kind of death or challenges that Stone Churches is facing, so that the world witnesses His wonder. Friends, in what ways have your gift and faith been leading you into actions that one day, when you are no longer here, people will still remember you and continue with your legacy as they share with others how your ministry has tremendously impacted their hearts and lives? Friends, today's scripture, through Dorcas' story, invites us as disciples in our time to understand that one does not need a stage from which to preach, as Pastor Domingos does. Rather, you just need willing hands, feet, eyes, and loving hearts. As we understand that Dorcas' life was her sermon, so our lives should represent a sermon as well. Friends, today God invites us as the believers also to preach through our hands. Whatever in acts of kindness, hospitality, caregiving, or social justice. As we turn our everyday gift into acts of ministry, wherever we are, such as in the workplace, in the neighborhood, in the supermarket, in school, on the street, as well as in other places. Friends, Dorcas did not act out of comfort, but out of compassion. We too are being called as individuals and as a church to be determined in doing good, even when resources are low or the world is indifferent. As we are challenged to press on in our service, faithfully and persistently, trusting God to multiply the impacts. Friends, Dorcas' story does not end in death. Her life was so full of love and good works that the community could not let her go without pleading for help. Her commitment to God's mission preached louder than any words. We too are being called as individuals and as a Stone community to continue to a legacy, to commit to a legacy of faith, where our works speak hope even after we are gone. Friends, today's scripture invites us to understand that our hands can preach when our hearts are fully given to God's service, to the work of love, every day, everywhere, and anywhere. Friends, my name is Domingos Francisco Fernando, and I approve this message.